That song was called Celebrate, and it's from a little-known musical from 1975 called Lovers. Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. On tonight's edition of Queer Music Heritage, we're going to focus on a beloved area of our musical culture, the gay musical. And by using that term, I immediately have to define myself. Musicals have always been a big part of our culture, to the point of it being stereotypical. But I'm not talking about musicals like Chorus Line or Dreamgirls, West Side Story, Follies, Gypsy, Cats, Cabaret, Rent, and on, even though many may have had a gay sensibility or gay writers behind them. In fact, it wasn't until 1970 that a Broadway musical even featured an openly gay character. That was done by Leroy Reams, playing a hairdresser in Applause. And in tonight's show, I'm also not talking about the works of Noel Coward, Cole Porter, or Lorenz Hart. They were very gay, but their musicals weren't. I'm talking about gay musicals where the central characters and plots were gay. And I'm further limiting my aim to only cover those that had soundtracks that made it onto vinyl or CD. In the early years, this didn't happen very often, as the productions were generally low-budget affairs, far removed from even being off-off Broadway. To put things in perspective, the first non-musical gay play to have a soundtrack was Boys in the Band, and that wasn't until it was made into a movie in 1968. It didn't take all that much longer for a gay musical to make it onto vinyl. My research indicates The Honor of Being First happened in 1973 and goes to a musical called The Faggot. It was written and directed by Al Carmines, and while I'm not sure what we would make of it today, it got a lot of attention then, and its first run lasted over 200 performances. It featured a large cast of men and women, and songs by a hustler, two leather men, a fag hag bar owner, and included the characters of Oscar Wilde and Bosie, Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas, and Catherine the Great. I think we can safely say the plot was not memorable. From it, here's the opening number, Women with Women, Men with Men, followed by The New Boy in Town.
Excuse me, could I have change for the jukebox?
What's his name?
I'm the new boy in town. I just got here, and I'm thinking I might learn a lot here. I wander from eyeball to eyeball, teasing lonely men who gaze at me with lonely eyes over eyeball. When you're the new boy in town, you're an object. But being an object can be fun. After all, it's not an option open to everyone. I chose to be an icon. And what I really like on certain occasions is to watch the fanning of desire, and then with a yawn, a cutting remark, put out the fire. I never take a step toward anyone. Action is repugnant to me. I simply want to be. I chip off their hunger with a sidelong glance. I kind of dance when I walk. I kind of dance when I just stand still. I wonder if this jukebox has eased just my bill. I'm the new boy in town. I know the secret of turning curiosity into passion. And each of them will soon approach me. In his own fashion, I'm a tourist in the land of peace. A gorgeous parasite who feeds upon your lot. And the high point of my evening is to watch your trembling lips as I reduce the hopes of paradise to dust. I'm the new boy in town. I'll never let your needs be frustrated down. Look at me go. I'm the eternal new boy in town.
Now, I know I said I was going to focus on gay musicals, but I do think it's worthwhile to slip in a couple songs from more mainstream musicals of those years, songs that were very gay. And you can't get much gayer than a song called I'm Gay. It's from a show that billed itself as a sexual musical. Writer-composer Earl Wilson set his goal to write the most liberated, most sexually free show he could. And he did. He called it Let My People Come. And to use a quote from a review at the time, it broke all barriers. Simulated sex, orgies, lesbianism, homosexuality, simulated oral sex, bisexuality, all celebrated, all hilariously carefree. Well, most of the lyrics were so liberated they could make you blush if you were watching a porn movie, but it contained this sensitive ballad called I'm Gay.
Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find the nerve. Dear Mom and Pop, don't wanna hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve. How many times did I lie? How many nights did I cry? There's no other way, I'll just have to come right out and say I'm gay. I'm really happy,
I'm really
and not ashamed at all of what
I'm
I am.
Not ashamed all of what I am.
Those who don't know or think it's
those
funny,
don't know or think it's
don't
funny.
Pay much attention to them.
Don't pay much attention to them.
I'm hoping that you'll come to see this is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say
I'm gay.
You know I love
dear
you.
Mom, you know
that's
I
why
love
you had to hear it from
that's
me.
That's why you had to hear it from
if
me.
If I didn't think so much of
I didn't think so much
I guess I could have just said it.
I guess I could have just let it be.
You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to say.
That was sung by Martin Duffy and Joe Jones. Let My People Come opened in 1974 and ran over 1,100 performances before moving to Broadway, where ironically it caused so much controversy that it closed after only 106 more shows. I also want to slip in another song from a Broadway show. One of our culture's most gifted composers is Stephen Sondheim, and a musical review from 1976 called Side by Side by Sondheim featured this humorous twist on a song from the hit show Follies. Here's David Kernan singing Could I Leave You?
leave you, leave you. How could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes? Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the game's not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What? Leave you, leave you? How could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? That's your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocs and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs, Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand sugar, you keep the spinet, and all of our friends, and just wait a goddamn minute! Leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you? Yes.
Up next is something special, because I have an interview with one of the actors from one of the earliest gay musicals. In 1974, Doric Wilson, along with Billy Blackwell, Peter Del Valle, and John McSpadden, formed TOSS, spelled T-O-S-O-S, which stood for The Other Side of Silence. It was the first professional theater company to deal openly and honestly with the gay experience. So this was not just a play with a gay theme, this was a whole theater company designed to do only that. Their first production was a cabaret revue with a long title, Lovers, the musical that proves it's no longer sad to be gay. I've contacted Doric Wilson, and he told me that there were at least 4 productions of Lovers as it progressed from their revue at the Basement Theater to finally, with several cast changes, reaching off-Broadway. I caught a break in that I happen to know one of the actors from that first production. His name is Zeca Escabel, though then he went by Joe Escabel. I know him because he's one of the most active musicians in New York City these days and has a long history of involvement with various projects. In the 70s, he was a keyboardist for Cherry Vanilla and was a fixture in the punk movement here and in England. Most recently, he's just finished touring with Garland Jeffries and is working on a number of albums. On a future show, we'll hear about his gay punk rock experiences, but tonight we're talking about the show Lovers. So, tell me about the play Lovers.
Well, the play Lovers was really the organization TOSS. It was just an expression of that. Doric Wilson had an original idea of creating an all-gay theater company. He quickly got together a small group of friends who believed in the same thing. And the thing that strikes me so much about that period is the way we believed, the way we believed we could do this. We felt there was a need for an openly gay theater company to discuss being gay in plays, in musicals, and that there wasn't anybody out there specifically dedicated to that. And just our sheer enthusiasm made it happen. A friend of mine, Sean Delaney, who was the road manager for KISS, had a great talent of putting people together. And he saw a triple need here of mine. We were good friends. I needed a place to live. KISS needed a place to rehearse. And Tassos needed a space. And all these problems were solved by me renting a loft. KISS paid half my rent. Tassos paid the other half of the rent. And I got to live in this space. But I'm rambling, but I think what I'm trying to say is how easy it was for nine people to get together, rent a space, throw up some lights, grab some chairs, and put on a show that some of our members had written. We didn't feel like there were any great hurdles to overcome to pull this off. It's just, you know, rent a space and do it.
Kind of like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney?
Yes, it was very much that. You know, let's go out to the barn, let's put together a show.
How many were in the cast?
There was three couples, which were intended to be representative couples. There was an older couple, sort of retirement age, and I think, if I remember correctly, during the show, one of them dies, so we have to deal with loss. There was a leather couple, which I was part of with David Hernandez, and there was a Broadway show couple of two gypsies, two Broadway dancers.
So did the play have a plot? Did the couples know each other in the play?
This is so long ago. I remember scenes in which we are together, but I think these are more ensemble song type scenes. I think the actual dialogue scenes between people were usually within the couple. My particular scene, I think I was alone in a bar, so I got to sing about the loneliness of this life of a hunter out in a bar trying to get laid or trying to meet somebody. God forbid we should actually meet somebody and fall in love. And David, I think, meets me in the bar.
Do you remember the songs?
Yeah. I had the great solo, which is the great solo of the show, Somebody, Somebody, Love Me, which I'm just being all alone in the bar. Somebody love me. Somebody please need me. Somebody, somebody care. And, of course, the big production number at the Trucks was the biggest gas. It was very much based on Sha-na-na. If you remember them, the 50s revival group, and had particularly fun with that one because I got to choreograph that one.
Was that one with just you and David?
No, that was the whole cast. David was the big sex object at the Trucks, and he's up on a separate platform, and the rest of us do all our 1950s choreography and sliding across the stage on our knees and stuff like that. It was great fun. We got to sing brilliant backup chorus lines like Shut Up and Shove It Up, Shut Up and Shove It Up.
Knows your name, the place where there's no room for shame, the place where hearts are all aflame.
At the Trucks.
Shut up and shove it up, shut up and shove it up, shut up and shove it up, shut up and shove it up. Ah, 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 ah. Shut up and shove it up, shut up and shove it up, shut up and shove it up.
That was a little bit of At the Trucks. Was this the first gay musical?
I had a feeling Al Carmine's shows were already out at that time. The thing that you have to remember is that what the public had seen as a vision of gay life was Boys in the Band. The majority of Americans, at least, knew only about gay culture from Boys in the Band. The whole self-loathing, I will survive despite the fact that I hate myself attitude, because I've developed witty survival skills, was what America thought when it thought of the gay subculture. And what we wanted to do with Lovers was to say, no, we are not all miserable. Some of us really enjoy being gay, and we really love our gay lives, and we want you to see just a little slice, or perhaps three slices, three different types of couples, of the world that we know, and it ain't anything like Boys in the Band.
Did you know at the time that it was recorded?
Yes, we did. Well, we had done a live broadcast for WBAI, which I also think was a little bit groundbreaking at the time. And I think that is what is used on the original cast album that comes from that first cast. There's some slightly more refined recordings also on that album, which I think were possibly done in a studio with a later off-Broadway cast, and it was all kind of put together on the one album.
What happened to David Fernandez and Sean Delaney?
Well, you're talking about two of my closest friends. Sean Delaney was probably the older brother I never had through a very large period of my life. Sean and David eventually moved to California, and I think it was there that David became involved with Village People for a while, as during a short period of time where they had offstage backup singers, David became their bass singer. And Sean continued to work with Kiss for many, many years as their tour manager and as their sort of eminence grise behind a lot of their imaginative doings. And they formed together a group called Scat Brothers and had two dance floor hits.
Walk the Night and Life at the Outpost.
Yes, Walk the Night and Life at the Outpost. You can very clearly hear these two different voices, David singing back bass at the end of the track.
Let's take a quick diversion to help you remember those songs by the Scat Brothers. I think it's neat that two of the actors we've been discussing from the first production of the musical Lovers went on 5 years later to be part of two disco hits, Walk the Night and Life at the Outpost. Ah, yes, I remember those well, the Scat Brothers. They were lots of fun on the dance floor, back in the days of trash disco. Okay, I've let us get a little astray from our subject. At the beginning of the show tonight, I played the first song from the Lovers soundtrack, called Celebrate. Now here's the show's big ballad, Somebody, Somebody Hold Me, followed by the closing song, Belts and Leathers, and I don't think they're singing about menswear.
Somebody hold me. Somebody, somebody care. Why does everybody treat me like the man who isn't there? Somebody, somebody. Somebody, somebody smile. No one seems to want to touch me, even for a little while. Don't want a hero, only a man to take me in his arms and make things. Doesn't have to be a forever thing. I settle simply for tonight. Somebody, somebody, kiss me. Somebody, somebody, speak my name and hold me.
cling fast and hold me. Somebody, somebody hold me. Don't want a hero, only a man to take me in his arms and make things right. Doesn't have to be a forever thing. I'll settle simply for tonight. Somebody, 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 somebody kiss me. Somebody, somebody, somebody speak my name and hold me. Cling fast and hold me. Baby, you can turn me inside out. Drive me till I'm ready to shout. Hard as I try, I can't do without a man to hold me. Someone to hold me. Somebody, 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 somebody. Please hold me.
Belt and leather, leather and belt. Every time it lands, it raises a welt.
On the spot, we like whip the most. Makes your weight pass as warm as toast.
Till you're ready to give up the ghost through punishment.
Funny how we love it.
Belt and leather, leather and belt. You don't know what living is until you felt that
delightful rushing glow of pain. Never mind the belt, go get a chain.
Please don't feel you're being inhumane. We need punishment.
Punish, 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 punishment. Punish, 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 punishment. Punish, 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 punishment.
Yeah.
Water sports?
Oh, yeah.
Needles through your nipples, needles through your balls.
Oh, Captain, ready, baby, I'm about to fall.
Ever want to suffer?
Yeah, yeah.
Ever feel like being hurt?
Oh, yeah. There's no use in wondering.
If it's good or bad, beat me black and blue and, baby, don't be sad.
Hang on my pelt, let the blows descend around me like rain.
With a rope ball, with a cane.
Though the world might think we're both insane.
For wanting, craving, loving, needing, jumping through hoops, begging and pleading for power.
Those last two songs were from the musical Lovers, and Belts and Leathers was probably the first song in a gay musical about bondage and S&M, and such a peppy song it was. This is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings, and listen to the show anytime. We left off with the 1974 musical Lovers. Also in 1974 came another of the most popular musicals of our culture, called In Gay Company. Written by Fred Silver, it's been produced many times over the years in many cities. It wasn't recorded until 10 years later, in 1984. Here are two of my favorite songs from it. The first is called True Confession, and I'm following it with one called Sondheim, which is a must for fans of the work of Stephen Sondheim, as its lyrics incorporate just about every one of his titles that you could think of.
We've been friends for years and years, first through pubescence, then adolescence, right up to now. And I never ever pried into your past, Bill, but now at last, Bill, I ask you how. How could our friendship grow so close and so intense when I've never really known you, that is, in the biblical sense? You've been intimate with all my friends and lovers. At least they've intimated quite untactfully that I'm the only one who hasn't joined the fun. Bill, everybody's had you but me. Last Christmas I was told by my dear mother that on some drunken wild weekend spree, you proceeded to seduce my younger brother Bruce. Yes, everybody's had you but me. Remember when we went to Mass and took our first communion? You were in that damn confessional for hours. And at least I thought it odd that a priest, a man of God, would send you that divine bouquet of flowers. Your list of conquests make who's who a memorandum. No one else could manage a menage a cinq with my cousin Sam the actor and our family chiropractor, and to tell us that you picked up at the bank. I heard a rumor that you were bisexual and passed it off as just a lot of noise. For though you fume and fuss, I know you're one of us. To you, bisexual means both men and boys. Now I felt slighted and annoyed and quite rejected, and would have told you sooner, but was much too shy. Now if my friends are good enough for your romantic stuff, I ask you, Bill, why aren't I? Now I've admitted I adore you. I beseech you and implore you to dispel this hell and tell me honestly why everybody's had you but me.
Summer's gone, and I think I'm getting sick of Sondheim. All I hear is his music night and day. His music now is known in all our cities and towns, Canada too. And if one more clone starts singing, send in the clowns. You know what I'll do? I'll rant, I'll rave, I'll scream. Yes, essentially I'll crack up. And then eventually I'll pack up and move far away. 'Cause summer's gone and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. 'Cause I discovered Sondheim when I discovered you. Oh, it seems like only yesterday when we met. There you were, standing in front of my apartment building, waiting for the girls upstairs, when a funny thing happened. I guess love was in the air that day, for when our eyes met, I was already losing my mind. When you invited me to the Museum of Modern Art for a cup of chrysanthemum tea, I knew all my dreams had come true. Ah, the follies of youth. Soon we were walking side by side, by side, together wherever we go and keeping company, remember? Right after that, I was offered a job out of town, but turned it down. After all, could I leave you when, for the first time in my life, I knew what being alive really meant? When, for the first time, I was even hearing a little night music. When you moved in with me shortly after that, it wasn't easy breaking the news to my folks that I'm not getting married today because some guy only wanted to marry me a little but live with me a lot. Still, I thought, hey, merrily we roll along for now, 'cause not a day goes by when I don't realize we've got a good thing going. And by the time our children's friends are old enough to ask if Mama was married, you'd realize that someone is waiting. Be a little lamb and do the right thing. Honestly, you could drive a person crazy. I knew there was something wrong, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I thought, ah, you have an eye for pretty women. But that didn't prepare me for the awful truth. Well, as I told you when you broke the news to me at that club, Reno Sweeney's, Todd, I hope you and the miller's son will be very happy together. Though you're gone, every time I hear a song by Sondheim, like a knife, it stabs through and through. Oh, do I hear a waltz? Yes, I think it's getting quicker, and I think I'm getting sicker, and I don't know what to do. Because summer's gone, and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. Guess I'll get over Sondheim. But will I get over you? Goodbye, Todd.
By the way, the song Sondheim from this cast recording of the show was done by Beverly Bremers, whose claim to fame is her big hit from 1972 called Don't Say You Don't Remember. Oh, don't say you don't remember that song. Okay, here's a little of it. In 1975, one of the more well-known gay musicals was produced, called Boy Meets Boy, and it has been produced a number of times over the years. There was even a production in Houston at Theater New West last fall. It was written by Bill Solly and David Ward, and is kind of an amazing play. It takes place in the 30s and has all the aspects of a screwball musical comedy, with mistaken identities and a dash of Pygmalion. One interesting observation is that homosexuality is not mentioned during the whole show. The relationships are just taken for granted. Perhaps this play was way ahead of its time, but refreshingly so. From it, here's Does Anybody Love You?, followed by the finale.
But what about our sacrifices? I still might ruin your life.
Oh, look, kiddo, we'll make a bargain. I promise not to give up my career if you promise not to give up me.
I promise.
And so do I. We'll both be very selfish and very happy.
Is that the secret to a happy marriage?
Of course. It's the only way to live happily ever after.
Tell me, please, does anybody love you? Do you have a special love affair? Someone who worries about you, who's always true and tender too, and waits for you somewhere. So please say, does anybody love you? For if by some lucky chance the answer is no,
I've got a footnote about Boy Meets Boy. It was first produced in 1975 by the Actors Playhouse in New York City. The cast album was not recorded until 1978, and Boy Meets Boy is the only gay musical I know of that has two different cast albums. In Minneapolis, Out and About Theater had a production of the show in 1979 and released an album a year later. This is one thing that makes talking about the year of a musical sometimes a little confusing, as it might have had an original production one year and not be recorded for several more years. In 1977, director John Glines brought us a musical about the trials and tribulations of a gay lifeguard called Gulp. I don't believe the soundtrack was ever released for sale, but several songs from a private recording of it appear on an excellent CD collection called Family Jewels. I highly recommend that CD, as it offers songs from 10 different shows spanning the first 20 years of gay musicals. From the show Gulp, here's Hand Out the Leaflets.
Parade and show the world that we are here and here to stay. Just shout it loud that we are proud. Yes, we are proud and gay. Hand out the leaflets, rally our forces, make legislation to help connect us all the brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, marching to what I must be. To hell with the safety of the closet. I'll take my chances and be free. Get ready just to hang out the leaflets, rally our forces, make legislation to help defend us all. Brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, marching to victory.
I should mention that the director of Gulp, John Glines, went on to much larger success by winning a Tony Award for 1983 for producing Torch Song Trilogy. Also in 1977 came the Anita Bryant onslaught, and that inspired a show called Joseph McCarthy is Alive and Living in Dade County. The show was a mixture of political comedy skits and music, and the cast included Amanda McBroom. She's a cabaret performer and songwriter whose name you may not know, but you definitely know a song she wrote called The Rose. From Joseph McCarthy, my favorite song is sung by Gerard Wagner and is called Who Have You Loved Today?
I know boys fall in love with boys, and some ladies can live without men. Their embraces and places annoy some people, then some people you'll always offend. Well, opinions are cheap as advice, so take none and never think twice. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say but who have you loved today? Now we all seem to argue too much, and it goes without reason or rhyme. Tell me, why can't we try to get in touch with each other when we know we have so little time? When we all have the same guarantee, sweet tomorrows we might never see. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say but who have you loved today? A lot of people can quote you the rules and tell you they come from above, but how can another deny his own brother for something as precious as love? I don't need to read the letter. this far. Now just as long as love is inside, I'll assume I am doing it right. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say? But who have you loved today?
You may have noticed that so far, almost all the music you're hearing is male-oriented, and I refer again and again to gay musicals instead of gay and lesbian musicals. Well, I had to look very hard to find a lesbian musical that's been recorded, and I had to look to England to do it. In 1979, in London, the Gay Sweatshop Women's Company produced a show called I Like Me Like This. It dealt with several serious topics like rape and molestation and lesbians being considered outlaws from society. But it also included this very light song, Cowboys and Lesbians.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
We'll be the outlaws and Bethanians.
Set those cameras rolling now.
Here come the tourists. One, two, three, grin.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
Life in the ghetto is awfully sweet.
Scene one is a tarry bedroom.
I'll be the boy for one, just for a treat.
Ooh.
One step ahead of a hunter, give the illusion of being free. Laughing and running, reckless and canny, getting paid to see ourselves
on the TV. Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
If you'll be such fun, what will we say?
We'll just act like normal outlaws.
Bev is the hunter and we are the prey.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
We'll be the outlaws and Beth can be in.
Set those cameras rolling now.
Here come the tourists. One, two, three, grin.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
Life in the ghetto is awfully sweet.
Scene one is a tarry bedroom.
I'll be the boy for one, just for a treat.
Ooh.
One step ahead of a hunter. Give the illusion of being free. Laughing and running, reckless and canny, getting paid to see ourselves
on the TV. Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
If you'll be such fun, what will we say?
We'll just act like normal outlaws.
Bev is the hunter and we are the prey.
This next song comes from a musical that is really three musicals. In 1979, William Finn introduced In Trousers, which would become part one of the falsetto trilogy. In 1981, he issued March of the Falsettos, and finished it off in 1990 with Falsetto Land, and two Tony Awards to go with it. The three shows follow a confused man, Marvin, amidst a Jewish family in New York. Marvin is pulled by different forces, but finally leaves his wife and son for another man, and there are other complications. My favorite song from the series is by Marvin's character, sung by Michael Rupert.
It's been hard, all so very sweet, and I'm not usually indiscreet, but when he sparkles, the earth begins to sway. What more can I say? How can I express? How confused am I by our happiness? I can't eat breakfast. I cannot tie my shoe. What more can I do? If I say I love him, you might think my words come cheap. Let's just say I'm glad he's mine, awake, asleep. It's been hot, also it's been swell, more than not. It's been more than words can tell. I halt I stammer, I sing a rondelay. What more can I say? I'll stay calm, untie my tongue, and try to stay both kind and young. I was taught never brag or shout, still it's hot, just like how you read about, and all so caring, and never to one coup. That's the simple truth. Even I'm surprised. We laugh, we fumble, we take it day by day. What more can I say?
From Falsetto Land, that song was called What More Can I Say. In 1981, one of the first West Coast gay musicals was produced, called Sparkles. Its subtitle was The Ultimate Fairy Tale, and it was a musical comedy fantasy, where the heroes are feeling sorry for their humdrum lives and then are swept off to a fantasy land, where they learn to appreciate what they have back home. Does this sound familiar? The resemblance to the plot of Wizard of Oz was obviously intentional, and the show comes across a little high schoolish. But this number from it was fun.
Got my leather together and my keys are in place. I've affixed the appropriate look on my face. And my chains will be flashing when I enter the race. 'Cause I'm stepping out with the boys. There's a hot little number on the prowl for a scene. And I don't mind the wait, and if you know what I mean. 'Cause the ultimate pleasure's only half of the dream when I'm stepping out with my boys.
Stepping, stepping out with the boys. Revving up my engine, shopping round for toys. Freaking for the various joys of stepping out with the boys.
Be cool.
There's a cab over there that can make you drool, I said.
All right.
Ain't nothing like the sound of whips in the night, I said.
Hey, man!
With a basket like that, could you use a hand? I said,
watch out!
I'm gonna work those buns till you gotta shout! I'm a hot-blooded mother, but a real pussy cat. I can tell that your fantasy is right where I'm at. If you make Pappy happy, make him happy, and that you'll be stepping out with the boys. Yeah!
Steppin', steppin' out with the boys. Revving up my engine, greasing up my toys. Freakin' for the various joys of steppin' out with,
steppin'. I said, steppin' out with
the boys. Yeah!
That was Steppin' Out with the Boys, from the very rare soundtrack from Sparkles. Well, I'm afraid that tonight's show was only long enough for me to try to do justice to the first 10 years of gay musicals. There are many more that deserve our attention, so next month I'm continuing with part 2 of gay musicals. For tonight, I've only got one more to cover, but before I do, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I want to thank Zeca Esquibel for the interview about the musical he was in called Lovers. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you. And please check out my website, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of all the recordings I've played tonight, and also I pored through my archives and found photos from many of the shows themselves. They're on the site too. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage and more gay musicals. The last musical tonight was from one of the most famous and successful gay musicals on Broadway. It was also Broadway's first totally gay musical. It picked up 3 Tony Awards in 1984, including Best Musical, and George Hearn got the Tony for Best Actor in a Musical. The music and lyrics were written by gay composer Jerry Herman, and the book was by Harvey Firestein. It was inspired by a French movie from 1979. I sure hope by now that you figured out that I'm talking about La Cage aux Folles. In it, George Hearn sang an excellent song I'm using to close tonight's show. It is also one of the very few songs from a gay musical that went on to a life of its own outside the musical and has been recorded by a number of artists. Here's I Am What I Am.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. I bang my own drum, some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces.